programme, if a government commits to a target of 8,000 hectares of afforestation per year, Taoiseach, your ministers are nowhere near achieving that. In fact, the government reached just 30% of that target last year, and the crisis in the sector has gotten worse since your government came to office. Now, as we know, we learned that Kilche intends to join a joint venture with a British investment fund, with the first step being a massive sell-off of thousands of hectares of land across rural communities. Taoiseach, you have said that you want to explore alternatives. You have repeated that today. And Kilche, as you know, is state-owned. The Minister for Agriculture, the Minister for Public Expenditure, hold shares in trust for the Irish people. So will you ensure that your ministers instruct Kilche to halt the sale while alternatives are, you suggest, are explored?
Taoiseach,
there's no massive sale of land by Kilche.
Of private land, yes.
No, Kilche is not selling land. So if it's private land, Kilche doesn't...
Private land.
No, but you said a massive sell-off. It's all that kind of language around creating the polemics around the bid. There's no sell-off of Kilche land. I said that already in my response. No sell-off of land. As I said earlier, Kilche have entered into a partnership with a fund and with ICIF, which is the Irish state's fund, with a view to purchasing land or existing forests, the bulk being existing forests. That's my understanding of it. But there'd be no sale of any Kilche-owned forest, any publicly owned land, or any other agency would not be selling any publicly owned land